Hare Krishna. Well, here's some. Let's answer some questions. And we'll start off with Anonymous. And he is asking, I'm first initiator and have difficulty with pornography and following the regulative principles. In other words, he says, I'm breaking my initiation vows. So the question is, if I sincerely try to tolerate the urges, is it possible to be successful in this lifetime? Well, certainly. Krishna says, apichet sudaracharo, and in Bhagavatam, Krishna also says a very similar thing to Uddhava, even more detailed. Talking about devotees directly. But what it really requires is that one has to really repent, have a change of mood, change of heart, and in that way progress forward in one's Krishna consciousness, then certainly, yes, one can be successful in this life. But to be able to practically have a change of heart, probably you have to have a certain change of lifestyle, and that also means staying away from those things that make things like pornography and illicit sex easy. Is this guru aparad, and how can I fix the situation and get forgiveness? Especially if someone continues doing it and doesn't rectify a situation, yes, it's offense. Offense to the spiritual master to whom one gave promise and made vow. So one's expected to then do just that, what he says, well, be beg forgiveness. And that can be very easily rectified. Probably what's more difficult is that committing offenses means that one also causes new anarthas or temptations, bad habits within the heart, and getting freed from those things takes time. So it's not just, let me get free from the sinful reaction, can I get free? Yeah, the sinful reaction you can get free from, but the anarthas that are there, they're not so easy to shake off. And last he asks that I understand from GBC policy that I have to wear 2 years for second initiation. So what happens? Do my sins go away? Well, like I said, the sinful reaction may go away, but the tendency to sin continues until the heart becomes purified. And reactions in the form of other type of anarthas, that imprint, just like when you step in the mud, then your foot leaves an imprint. So sinful activities leave an imprint in the heart, and they're not easy to get rid of. Or rather, one has to just, again, we're already struggling with so many anarthas, now having come to Krishna consciousness, which shouldn't make any more anarthas for ourselves. And that's what happens. And these anarthas, which are in the category of nama parad, are more difficult to get freed from than simply reactions to sinful activities. Reactions to sinful activities, one can get freed from relatively easily. But reactions to offenses can linger a long time. Okay, now Gadai Das is asking, what's the standard for worshipping Shalagram Shir? I'm not an expert on deity worship. We have our Pancha Pradeep and deity ministry. So if someone wants real details, then they can refer to those. But for me, the general principle is that Shalagram Shila is Krishna. So what's the standard for worshipping Krishna? It's standard that you, by which you worship God. Therefore it should be the highest standard, the best standard. We should take it seriously, not think of what's the minimum standard or what can I get away with. It may be that time and circumstances limit our ability to do more elaborate worship. In that case, Srila Prabhupada recommended that we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, because they're very merciful, and as the Yuga avatars, their main form of worship is to chant Hare Krishna. And since we have to chant Hare Krishna anyway, therefore if we sit before them and chant Hare Krishna offenselessly, then that way we can worship them, and that becomes a very easy and very practical form of worship. And Radhika Nagar asks a similar worship. He says, can Shalagram Shila be worshipped as Lord Chaitanya? Well, generally, Shalagrams are all distinguished by different marks, and therefore they're different forms of the Lord. I've only seen one Shalagram Shila, and that's the one that I have, who's golden in color. And so rather than try to guess whether we can worship other Shalagrams as Lord Chaitanya, why not just worship Lord Chaitanya in his deity form? And then he's asking, can Gaur Nitai be worshipped through Shalagram? Yes, but then that worship is his Lord, as Shalagram is his Lord Narayan, who is expansion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, and therefore we worship the deities through them. We don't worship the Shalagram as Lord Chaitanya. And once again, I think there's a lot more information can be gotten from more in the know sources than I. So here we are in Mayapur, beautiful weather, fall is coming, weather's become more moderate, and well, have another 10 days stay here. Looking forward to that. Hare Krishna.